to teachers and students. We have been warned again and again that the character of the education that has been current in the world cannot stand the test of the Word of God. The subject of education is one that should interest every Seventh-day Adventist. The Lord says to us, Seventh-day Adventists are not to place themselves under the counsel and instruction of teachers who know not the truth for this time. The molding and fashioning of mind should not be left to men who have not comprehended the importance of a preparation for that life which measures with the life of God. Some of our teachers have been charmed with the sentiments of infidel authors. In a representation given me, I saw one holding in his hand one of these books and recommending it to our teachers as a book from which real help could be obtained along educational lines. Another was holding in his hand books of an altogether different character. He placed his hand upon the one who had recommended the infidel author, and said, "Advice of the kind you have given is opening the door for Satan with his sophistries to find easy entrance to your school. These books contain sentiments that your students should be instructed to avoid." Human minds are easily charmed with studies that lead to infidelity. These books produce in the minds of the students a distaste for the study of the Word of God, which is eternal life to all who follow its instruction. Such books should not find entrance into any school where the youth are being taught to be learners of the greatest of teachers. With solemn voice the speaker continued, "Do you find in these authors that which you can recommend as essential to true higher education? Would you dare to recommend their study to students who are ignorant of their true character? Wrong habits of thought, when once accepted, become a despotic power that fastens the mind as in a grasp of steel. If many who have received and read these books had never seen them, but had accepted the words of the divine teacher in their place, they would be far in advance of where they now are in a knowledge of the divine truths of God's word, which make men wise unto salvation. These books have led thousands where Satan led Adam and Eve, to a knowledge that God forbade them to have. Through their teachings, students have been turned away from the word of the Lord to fables. I am instructed to say to students, in your search for knowledge, climb higher than the standard set by the world, follow where Jesus has led the way. And to teachers I would say, beware how you sow the seeds of unbelief in human hearts and minds. Cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. The crowning glory of Christ's attributes is his holiness. The angels bow before him in adoration, exclaiming, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. He is declared to be glorious in his holiness. Study the character of God. By beholding Christ, by seeking him in faith and prayer, you may become like him. The standard of education in our schools is lowered as soon as Christ ceases to be the pattern of teachers and students. Teachers are to understand that their work is not confined to the knowledge contained in textbooks, it is to reach higher, far higher than it does. A course of self-discipline is to educate them to conform the character to the divine similitude. Self dies hard, but when teachers have that wisdom which comes from above, they will discern the true object of our educational work, and reforms will be made that will give our youth a training that is according to the Lord's plan of development. Teacher, weave from your talks all that is not of the highest and best quality. Keep before the students those sentiments only that are essential. Never should the physician, minister, or teacher prolong his talks until the alpha is forgotten in long-drawn-out assertions that are not of the least benefit. When this is done, the mind is swamped with a multitude of words that it cannot retain. Let the talks given be short and right to the point. Let the mind be kept sweet and pure, and open to heaven's first law, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. If those who act a part in the training of the youth will leave many things unsaid, and present before the students the importance of the principles they must obey in order to have eternal life, there will be seen a work of true reform.